Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Shealy. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Al Shealy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is hit by the pitch. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Toth reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. Flagstead goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kernig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Toth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstead bunts towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogel moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Rogel scores. Meyer moves to third. Flagstead moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Flagstead scores. Tote moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Miles Thomas now pitching. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Tote scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Berry reaches second base with a double. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive towards the mound. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lazzari fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Rogel moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Tote reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. Flagstead moves to third. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miles Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Tate reaches third base with a triple. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a fly ball towards right. Musel catches it and throws to home to double up Tate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leo Durocher now playing second base. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dugan moves to third. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Miles Thomas. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dugan tags and scores. Grabowski tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Kovleski now pitching. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Tote bunts towards the mound. Kovleski fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to third. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toad scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 1 in the game. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 3 in the game. McFadden hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Robertson pinch hits for Stan Kovleski. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Combs reaches second base with a double. Durst goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 4 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.